Good morning. It's August 28th, and welcome to Doing Life, Daily Devotions for Finding Peace in Stressful Times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name, and today's title is Traffic Lights. Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Whoever therefore breaks one of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:17-19. A few years ago, I had traveled to Austin, Texas for a medical convention. This was back in the pre-Uber days, so I had taken a yellow cab from the airport to my hotel. Making small talk along the way, I discovered that my cabbie was an immigrant from Pakistan, along with his wife and two children. I asked him what it was that he most liked about America, now that they had lived here for almost 5 years. He answered immediately, "I like your red lights." "Wow," I thought to myself, "I sort of hate red lights." "I'm surprised," I exclaimed. "Most Americans complain about red lights." He was shocked. "Why would we complain?" He explained, "When traffic stops at the red light, the traffic crossing can move safely. When the light turns green, we may proceed safely. It is a beautiful thing, is it not? Where I come from, no one pays any attention. It is very dangerous. The streets are lawless. I cannot go to the corner store at night to get my aged mother goat milk because of the fear that someone will realize I have that money and hit me on the head." Yes, we Christians live under grace, not under the law. But it is a mistake to think that means the law is bad. Paul tells us to submit to society's authorities and rules, Romans 13:1-2. Is the law a bad thing? Absolutely not, Romans 7:7. It is the law of Moses that caused man to recognize his own sin and to realize that no human effort would enable him to keep the law perfectly. The laws of man provide for civil societies. They're not bad just because we are forgiven and live under grace. So next time you're sitting in the heat and traffic at a red light, maybe you're late for work or a meeting, or maybe you feel like you've caught every single red light along your route, then pause and say a silent prayer thanking God that you live in a place that has traffic lights and millions of people who agree to obey them. For it is not the hearers of the law who will be righteous before God, but the doers of the law who will be justified. Romans 2:13. Be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution, for this is the will of God, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. 1 Peter 2:13. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for order. We thank you for society that can exist in peace around the structure of law. We realize we cannot keep God's law nor man's law perfectly, and that we are forgiven. But we also realize that following the law allows all of us to live together freely and peacefully. Amen. See you tomorrow.